I just slipped through an exam, and you're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we have got the wonderful Huiming and Maxwell from Flowerstream here on the station. How are you guys doing?
Morning, I'm good.
Morning. It's kind of early for me to be doing an interview on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. It's early for me to be hosting on the radio. I'm not used to it. It's great to have you guys on. I've been trying to play some breakfasty music to get us in the mood, wake us up a little bit, maybe have some coffee. What are your guys' morning routines? Have you guys had breakfast yet?
Yeah, I had a green tea smoothie. That was good.
Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't normally have breakfast this early, but smoothie in the morning, so really good, especially since it's been so hot recently.
True. Can't say the same thing in Dunedin, but you know. So for the listeners out there, could you guys tell us a little bit about your music?
We make genre fluid music. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we describe it as dreamy and chaotic. I guess for our recorded music, it's more at a dreamy end, but for our live music, can be more chaotic because we do a lot of improvisation with scooja and drums.
Mm-hmm.
And someone described us as Alice Coltrane on acid. This was live. And someone else described us as sonic used on a traditional Chinese instrument.
Both of those are great descriptions. I really like both of them.
That would be top two.
Yeah.
Especially because Alice Coltrane is, she doesn't need us, but she's already crazy. This is very complimentary.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys incorporate quite a few different instruments into your music, and you were just saying how your recording's obviously different from your live music, which is, I've only had the fortune of seeing your, hearing your recorded music, which I really, really love. But I know you came down and played in Otipoti late last year. Could you talk a little bit more about that? What do you bring in differently when it comes to recording your music? You've got this fantastic EP up. It's a very beautiful and serene piece. And then how different is that to your guys' live music? Is it because of being a two-piece and those restrictions? Do you make strengths out of stuff like that? What's that like for you guys?
Our EP was recorded in studio, and we had more instruments. Although it was just us playing the instruments, mm-hmm. we did lots of layering and layers of vocals. And at first, we performed our songs from the EP live when we invited guest musicians. Mm-hmm. Then we decided to go on tour, but it was only possible for the two of us. So we worked out a live set with just scooja and drums. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of limited by the member of band.
Mm-hmm.
But the audience seemed to respond really well to our two-piece music anyway, so we just decided to go along with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've kind of always just recorded stuff, but also when we started out, we just took any cool gig that we got offered, and then it was just way easier. Like, we're a two-piece, just take gigs and make sure we're ready for them after we accept them.
Mm.
And so we'd already been playing as a two-piece before we released the album, and then we toured China after we released the album last year, and I don't know, it's also fun.
Mm.
And Guzheng is really interesting as well, because we're actually Huiming is going into a bass amp and a guitar amp. Mm-hmm. and I'm on drums, so we kind of sound like a three piece already, even though we're a two piece.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, or if you include Huiming singing, technically it could be a four piece as well.
Cool. Yeah, that's really awesome. And you've done a bit of international shows, which I can see the flexibility of playing as a two-piece has meant that you've been able to do it. And it says also in Germany as well, which is amazing to hear. Could you tell us a little bit about some of the international places you played and what it's been like touring China, for example?
It was a very interesting experience for the both of us. And because I grew up in China, but I didn't really go to any underground live music when it was very awesome for me to know that there was an underground music scene. And also awesome to get to know Chinese audience and other Chinese artists.
Mm-hmm.
Very meaningful to me.
Yeah, very cool.
I was just going to say,
and also you played in Europe as well. Is that most of what you've done overseas? Was it in Germany as well?
Germany, we played in Cologne, which was really amazing.
Mm.
And, we toured China. I was just going to say, I mean, for me, China was like really awesome and amazing. And, we're quite solidly a part of the music scene here.
Mm-hmm.
And, play lots of venues and stuff. It was really inspiring seeing all of the underground venues they have in China and the way that they're doing things, and the music scene is still quite young there for the most part. I mean, there've been people around for a long time, but a lot of it is new, and it was just really, really cool seeing people building a scene there and getting to be a part of it for a couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah, cool. That's really cool. I've heard some amazing things about different Kiwi artists who've toured China, because there's been a few who you might know as well from Tamaki who've gone over and toured in China, thanks to Kaisha and Dahl taking over some of the sort of punky acts and stuff. And yeah, they always come back saying that there's been absolutely amazing scenes, really, really cool underground venues and things like that too, which is pretty awesome to hear Kiwis managing to go and play all around the world as well. So could you tell us on your musical kind of journey, you've released this recording in 2024. It's like a sort of mid-length EP. It's got a bunch of different kind of stylistic sounds to it and things like that. Is that what you're still trying to create at the moment? Do you see yourselves making more new stuff inspired by how you've been performing and adapting live? Or do you just kind of go into it every single time with some new ideas and just creating whatever you want and feel like doing?
We're pretty much intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much creating what we feel like. And at the moment, we've just finished our next EP.
Mm-hmm.
It will come to be released next month. And I would say it's a little bit similar to our debut EP.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to incorporate more Guzheng into different tracks.
Cool.
Yeah, I would say it's the same but really different.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we have like a sound.
And
it has that sound, but individually the songs are quite different from the first EP. And we use like a lot of different approaches.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, on the EP, Kaishu was just mostly live, just us improvising together.
Mm-hmm.
But then the rest of the songs on the album are quite different from that.
Mm-hmm.
With the newer stuff, we have one song that we recorded, and it's just like basically a live recording.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other songs are much closer to the last one, so...
Cool, yeah. I'm very excited to hear more similar but very different stuff, because I really liked the first EP. It was really awesome. And could you also talk a little bit about what you can kind of draw inspiration from? Because I feel like when you've kind of created almost a new medium, or there's like a different platform because of using the guzheng and using other traditional Chinese instrument like a zither, Do you have pull from different influences, and you have things that you imagine beforehand when you're trying to create that with drums, or are you kind of just going in with a complete open mind and just having a jam and seeing, thinking a bit more ethereally rather than like, trying to be influenced by anything or having favorite things?
Oh, we're definitely influenced by lots of our favorite artists.
Mm-hmm.
For our first EP, I would say our influences would include, artists like Manitras, Crumb, cool. And all different Alice Coltrane and Dorothy Ashby. They inspire my guzheng playing.
Cool.
And some local artists as well, like Phoebe Rings and Fizzy Days.
Yeah, I hear that, actually. I thought about Phoebe Rings when I listened to y'all, and I really love the Phoebe Rings EP as well, so it's very cool to hear that you thought about that.
Big compliment.
Yeah. Very big compliment.
That's very sweet. And so we obviously haven't got to see y'all playing so much in the Tamaki scene. What's it like in the Tamaki scene to play in at the moment? How's shows there going for you? Is there a bunch of bands you've been playing shows with recently? What venues have you been playing at?
Actually, most of our shows have been like Aotearoa. We've only played two shows here in the last 3 months only. Yeah, we played in a park in Henderson, which was quite different from the general gig scene. That was one where it was like along a bike trail, and they were trying to encourage people to bike around the trail and check out the stages.
Right,
that was really cool. And we played a like an animation festival crossover gig.
Ooh.
I think the visual, the animator that we worked with, lived in Otipoti for a while as well, Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes down for the comic, the Zine Fest.
Oh yeah, cool.
Every year. Yeah. But we go to a lot of gigs here, and the scene is really, really cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's really easy for us to be inspired for our live show because there's so many incredible bands here and, you know, throughout the rest of Aotearoa as well.
Mm.
I think we're, you know, we punch way above our weight as a country. Like, we just have so many incredible live acts.
Totally.
And they're not, it's not like other places where you can just be perpetually touring and kind of make a living out of it, you know? A lot of the bands here, they just do it because they love music.
Totally.
You know? They love performing and they love music more than it's like their livelihood, and they're trying to you know, build a life based on the music that they create. So it's really inspiring seeing so many people just put themselves out there like that.
Totally, and very fitting. You're saying that, and I'm pretty sure you're wearing an Aloham shirt.
Yeah.
Did you have any favorite acts you saw at Aloham?
Yeah, I mean,
lots.
yeah, totally.
We didn't see Bird Party at Aloham, but we saw them.
They're great. Yeah,
we both played at Cubitor for a couple of weeks ago, and they were awesome.
Cool.
And Ho Ha was awesome.
Yeah.
And playing with them and Otepotik. So
yeah, cool.
Night Lunch, also that we saw them in a bunkhouse, and
that was great, yeah, for sure.
And when we kind of first started doing the guzheng, and I added pickups to it,
mm-hmm.
Night Lunch was one of the bands that I showed Kuiming. So yeah. Like, look at how awesome this is, like, whoa, like, you know, so
cool.
And after she saw them live, especially, she was like, wow, these guys are awesome. I wish more stuff like this, you know?
Nice. Yeah, for sure. They're a gem of Otipoti. Everyone loves them. Yeah. Love hearing some. Maybe I'll put some on after as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to play your track Air Talk from your Flowers Dream EP. But do you guys have any other kind of final words or even things you want to say about this track or to the people of Otipoti?
I think We're supposed to talk about the tape as well.
Oh yeah, of course. You're up for a couple of awards as well. I was very impressed. Super cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we're finalists for a tape, mm-hmm. and we're super honored, and it's crazy exciting, and you know, mm-hmm. I don't know, it doesn't feel real, you know, it's just, it's the other finalists at the show, and the previous winners are all incredible musicians. So just being, you know, having our name alongside everyone makes us feel like really, I don't even know the word.
Special.
Yeah, yeah, cool. No, that's awesome. That's
yeah, really cool. We're very grateful for everyone's support as well.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. I love talking to y'all and really enjoy your music, so I can't wait to hear some more of it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And last note, shout out to Otipoti as a whole. Like everyone was so lovely and so many people came to see us. And yours for being awesome and having the coolest venue.
Sure.
And yeah, I mean, thanks for having us as well.
Cool. Thanks, guys. See ya. Alrighty, and now we have got Ear Talk from Flowers Dream.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast, but find more at r1.co.nz.